Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read The Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the first age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide. If you have only seen the Lord of the Rings movies and not read the books, then you have missed out on a danger-filled and terrifying tale. We often like to consider the outdoors and being in nature as beautiful, a place to escape the business of life and recharge. And nature certainly is that way, but that's only half the story. Nature is also a competitive battleground, and in some cases, contending with nature is a battle for survival. That's what our little hobbits are about to find out. Today we continue our adventure through J.R.R. Tolkien's Fellowship of the Ring in Chapter 6, The Old Forest. Now, let's wander. Before we wander too far, let's check the map and get our bearings for this chapter. It is the Third Age of Middle-earth. More precisely, it is the year 3018. In fact, today's story takes place on September 26, only 3 days since Frodo and friends left Bag End. That's right, it's only been 3 days. But in that time, Frodo has encountered black riders, conversed with elves, and discovered how true his friends are. This episode is the first of, I think, 3 episodes where we will wander this chapter. But we're going to approach this chapter a little differently. Instead of slicing the chapter into 2 or 3 different narrative chunks that we explore, we're going to treat the Old Forest as a meaningful character, and consider 3 different aspects of forests and trees in fantasy literature. In today's episode, Part 1, we're going to focus on how forests are transformational liminal spaces. In the next 2 episodes, we'll explore the forest's agency and 2 mystical beings that dwell in the forest. I've heard it said about The Lord of the Rings that if you want to understand Tolkien, follow the trees. The trees here usually mean the 2 trees of Valinor, the silver and golden trees that were one of the first light sources of Middle-earth, and from which come the moon and sun and the famed Silmarils, as well as provide the frame for the main struggle between the forces of light and darkness. However, in Middle-earth, we can discover other instances of trees that aren't so noble, not filled with light and goodwill. Trees and forests that are quite the opposite. The Old Forest next to the Shire is one of these, shall we say, darker aspects of trees. To take a step back and look at literature and fantasy stories as a whole, forests are often liminal spaces where characters undergo deep transformation. If you've seen Disney's Frozen 2, Olaf the Snowman says this out loud. And in our exploration of Tolkien's The Hobbit, we saw that Bilbo's key transformational point was killing a spider in the forest of Mirkwood. Check out episode 100 for a refresher on that tale. What is a liminal space? A liminal space in literature is an in-between space, a portal or combination of 2 different worlds, where characters confront danger and find transformation. Longtime listeners of this podcast will remember our episodes about the first age tale of Beren and Lúthien, and how that tale is filled to the brim with liminal spaces. Indeed, Beren the Man and Lúthien the Elfmaid are the personification of a liminal space. If you need a refresher on that tale, go start at episode 20. The Old Forest lies outside the eastern border of the Shire. As this chapter opens, Frodo wakes in Crick Hollow. The whole setting is familiar and orderly. They are in a house, have slept in comfortable beds, and have strong, sturdy ponies for their journey. Indeed, quote, everything was still. The Shire is a world of peace and order. The first clue of the liminal space is the hedge itself. Planted by the hobbits many generations earlier, the hedge was meant to be a barrier, a border wall, if you will, between themselves and the hostile trees of the Old Forest. To get through the hedge, the hobbits go through a tunnel, quote, that dived deep under the hedge and came out on a hollow on the other side. Let's pause right here. A physical barrier between spaces and an underground journey to pass that barrier. When you see something like this in a story, especially one written by a master of language and literature like Tolkien, your spidey senses need to tingle. This small tunnel is representative of a journey to the underworld. It's very short and subtle, and you might miss it if you're not looking, but Tolkien is signaling to us as readers that a transformation is coming. But in case you do miss it, Tolkien overemphasizes what happens at the end of the tunnel. Quote, "At the far end, it was closed by a gate of thick-set iron bars. Merry got down and unlocked the gate, and when they had passed through, he pushed it to again. It shut with a clang, and the lock clicked. The sound was ominous." This tunnel and the iron-barred gate at the end are signals. Frodo and friends have left behind the world of stillness and order, and have entered a new one, though they do not yet fully realize what they have done. Merry makes the transformation complete by saying they have left the Shire and are now on the edge of the Old Forest. Before we leave the gate and follow the hobbits into the liminal space of the Old Forest, I invite you to hit that subscribe or follow button so that you never miss out on all the deep wanderings of Middle-earth. Also, if you haven't already, please leave a 5-star rating for this episode. Every time you do, you help more Middle-earth wanderers to explore the deep corners of Tolkien's world. Now, before we properly enter the Old Forest, we need to look at two ideas about mythological trees. Tolkien was a medievalist scholar, and he was particularly interested in Northern European cultures and languages. So he would have been familiar with a famous tree from Norse mythology, Yggdrasil, or the World Tree, as well as the Celtic view of trees as a gateway to the other world. Let's start with Yggdrasil, and I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that right, so bear with me. In Norse mythology, Yggdrasil is an immense ash tree that connects the nine worlds. Its roots extend into various realms, including Asgard, home of the gods, Midgard, the world of humans, and Niflheim, the land of the dead. The Well of Urd, a source of wisdom, lies beneath one of its roots, and the tree is tended by three Norns who weave the fate of all beings. Yggdrasil is not just a tree. It's a cosmic axis, a symbol of the interconnectedness of all things, and the cyclical nature of existence. It embodies stability, wisdom, and continuity, but it also reminds us of vulnerability and decay, as it is constantly threatened by various creatures gnawing at its roots. Now, let's consider the Celtic perspective. In Celtic mythology, trees are often seen as living gateways to the other world. Sacred groves were places where the veil between the physical and spiritual worlds was thin. The Celts believed that trees and spirits could act as portals to realms inhabited by gods and ancestors. The oak, in particular, was revered as the king of the forest, and a symbol of endurance, strength, and protection. Trees like the yew were associated with immortality and the afterlife due to their long lifespans and regenerative abilities. These trees stood as guardians and bridges to the divine, offering a means to access other dimensions and deep wisdom. The idea here is that trees are the ultimate liminal space. Their roots go deep under the ground. We might even say to the underworld, the world of death and decay. But their branches also reach up high into the heavens, or the mythical realm of the gods. And their trunks are the connection, the bridge between these two worlds. And stuck in between is the world of man. In this chapter, Tolkien lays into these rich mythological traditions to evoke a sense of mystery and danger. The Old Forest is not just a backdrop, it is a living entity with its own will and consciousness. The trees in the Old Forest are ancient and seem to possess a malevolent awareness, reminiscent of the deep primeval forests of myth. As hobbits venture into the space, they are entering a realm where the normal rules of reality blur, and the boundaries between the physical world and the mystical become porous. Tolkien's portrayal of the Old Forest draws heavily on these mythological ideas, making the forest a character in its own right, a place where the ancient and the magical are still very much alive. The Old Forest embodies the idea of the tree as a liminal space, a place of transition and transformation, where the hobbits must confront their fears and uncertainties. It's a reminder that in Tolkien's world, nature itself is imbued with a deep sense of history and power, and that venturing into the wild is akin to stepping into a mythic narrative where anything is possible. If the forest is a liminal space, a place of transformation between worlds, then what lies at the other end? We'll get to that right after this break. We're not done yet. If you like this episode, please leave a review and share with your friends. And remember to subscribe if you haven't already. We'll be right back.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
In the coming episodes, we'll explore the danger and the mysterious creature that the hobbits find in the center of the Old Forest. Before today, let's focus on how the hobbits exit the forest and what sort of world they find on the other side. The Old Forest serves as a significant literary liminal space, a threshold between the familiar world of the Shire and the unknown realms they are about to encounter. The Hobbit's journey through the forest represents a transition between worlds, a movement from the safety and predictability of their home into a space where the usual rules no longer apply. The Hobbits are directed to follow a well-laid path, one that doesn't shift. However, the mist and fog of the overbearing forest obscure this path, making it difficult, but not impossible, to follow. This fog represents the uncertainty and confusion that often accompany transitions. The well-laid path, usually a symbol of guidance and safety, becomes unreliable in the forest's disorienting atmosphere. As they travel, the hobbits hear strange sounds on either side, and the trees above them seem to have, quote, knobbly faces that gloomed dark against the twilight. Twilight itself is another liminal space, the time between day and night, symbolizing the in-between state the hobbits find themselves in. The trees and their menacing faces amplify the sense of the forest being alive and hostile, a place where the boundaries between reality and imagination blur. All the sounds and sights around them have an overwhelming effect, making them feel, quote, that all this country was unreal, and they were stumbling through an ominous dream that led to no awakening. This dreamlike state reinforces the idea of the forest as a place outside of normal experience, where time and reality are distorted. But suddenly the path changes, the trees end, and the hobbits find themselves in a world of order. The trees are clipped, the grass is well cut, and the path is bordered by stone, similar yet different to the brick-lined underground tunnel on the other side of the forest. This abrupt transition from chaos to order marks their passage from one world to another. The meticulous landscaping and the bordered path suggests a return to some level of civilization and control, contrasting sharply with the wild and untamed nature of the Old Forest. The starkest difference, however, is that they now see the stars, and the path flows directly, quote, towards the light. The stars represent a return to clarity and orientation, guiding the hobbits out of the forest's confusion. Moving towards the light symbolizes hope, direction, and a new beginning. The hobbits have navigated the dangers of the Old Forest, a microcosm of their larger journey, and they emerge transformed, having crossed a critical threshold. In emerging from the Old Forest, the hobbits have survived a harrowing trial and have arrived at the home of a mystical creature. This creature represents another layer of the unknown, but now they face it with a newfound resilience gained from their passage through the forest. We'll dig deeper into that in the coming episodes. The Hobbits' emergence from the Old Forest marks a pivotal moment in their journey. They have traversed a space that blurred the lines between reality and nightmare, testing their courage and resilience. As they step into the orderly, starlit world beyond the forest, they carry with them the lessons and transformations born of their trials. This transition underscores the theme of growth through adversity, a cornerstone of Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. Join me in the next episode, where we'll take a look at how the Old Forest is a significant character with agency and a will of its own. Thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me today. My friends, if you enjoyed this episode, let me know by subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing with your friends. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Lore of the Rings Podcast. For feedback on the show, please email me using the link in the show notes. Until next Thursday, remember, not all those who wander are lost.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details. How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.